a series of nighttime restrictions across the county of Kerry in different places. They're asking customers to conserve water because of the increased usage during the current spell of warm weather. And as I said, no end in sight to the spell of warm weather at the moment. As a result of high demand, they're introducing targeted nighttime restrictions to protect daytime supply for homes and businesses. The overnight restrictions were introduced last night in mid-Kerry. Barlaymount Reservoir from 9 p.m. last night until 6 a.m. this morning. That's customers affected in Faha, Lahar, 2 Mile School, Ballyhar, Aglish, Holy Cross, Killinair and parts of Ahado and Fossa will experience lower water pressure or temporary disruptions to supply while the measures are in operation. Meanwhile, at Knockavota, Milltown, the treatment plant in Knockavota, essential nighttime restrictions are required to protect the daytime supplies. That's from 3 p.m. until 8 a.m. So that's during daylight hours the disruption was and will be again today. That affects customers in Caldefersey, Kilderry, Tinahala, Steel Row, Ardnagrena, Bansha and Kilburn. And there's an alternative water supply in the form of a tanker available at Ardnagrena in Milltown, and customers are reminded to use their own containers when taking water from tankers and to boil the water before consumption as a precautionary measure. The Carra Lake Water Treatment Plant, which feeds Glenalla Reservoir, overnight restrictions take place from 9 p.m. till 8 a.m. That's Wingafuca, Rang, Tullygbeug and other areas in that general area. And also in Tousist, the water treatment plant there, and the Lorick water treatment plant, the area serviced by both of those will have restrictions from 9 p.m. until 8 a.m. So those are the restrictions that are in place by Ishke Éireann so far in Kerry. Now, in order to get more detail on this and what is happening, what the pressure is like on the system, I spoke to operations manager for Ishke Éireann, Owen O'Connell, and first of all asked him to give us an overall picture of supply in Kerry because of the dry weather.
Yeah, I suppose, Sam, thanks for having your show, Jerry. I suppose, yeah, over the last, 10 days, as you're probably aware, it's been very warm, dry period, and it's going to continue for the next 5 to 10 days. I suppose during these dry spells, Jerry, increased demand can be massive across Kerry. I suppose we've seen increase up to 20% in some areas, and this is putting massive stress, I suppose, on our supplies. I suppose as a measure last night, we put on some nighttime restrictions in some areas of Kerry. So it said it would be a Kerry supply, which would be, like, I suppose, the areas of Faha, Lahar, the Knock of Water supply, which is your Calamafirsty, and Ardnagrena, Carra Lake, Tousist and Lorick. I suppose we put on these restrictions, Jerry, just to give our reservoirs a chance to recover. Our water treatment plants, I suppose, can only produce so much water per day. And I suppose we're doing our best to maximise that every day. But during this warm, dry period, our usage is just ballooned, really, and I suppose we're struggling to keep pace.
Yeah. What's the situation with the raw water sources? Are they okay? Is it more an issue of the treatment of that water, the amount of treated water that's available that's under pressure?
Yeah, I suppose, like, we've been looking up in Kerry, I suppose we've seen strong rainfall demand over the winter period and over the start of the summer, I suppose, it's been a good lot of rain. So our raw water sources are actually pretty okay. Our streams, our lakes, our rivers, they're holding their own. But it is just the treated water supply. So I suppose even though there may be more water in the lake, our plants can only treat so much of it to ensure it's safe for people to drink. And only reservoirs can only take so much. So I suppose when you see such a dramatic increase, it does put a lot of pressure on supplies then.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what the situation. In the meantime, with that in mind, what are you asking people to do to help keep things going as much as they can in terms of conserving water?
I suppose, Jerry, I suppose we're asking to put the shoulder to the wheel for us, really, I suppose, in Kerry as well, your listeners and all the local population there. It's some really small tips, I suppose, and tricks that can make a massive difference from general point of view by thousands of people, you know. So I suppose if people can take a shorter shower, like reducing your shower time by a minute, can save up to 10 litres per minute. Like, that's a massive volume of water, I suppose, and there's multiple people doing it. Not running tap while brushing your teeth, this can save 6 litres per minute. I suppose I know myself, you have a busy household in the morning there with kids flying around, turning off the tap while brushing your teeth is probably the last thing on your mind, but this small change can make a huge difference, you know. I suppose, again, filling up your appliances like your dishwasher, your washing machine. I suppose I've done it a few times myself where you need that pants for work in the morning, you're like, I just throw it on quick in the evening time. I suppose if we can make a concerted effort to make sure the loads are full, it can make a massive difference too. I suppose dripping taps as well, Jerry. Like one single drip out of a tap over the course of a year can waste about 5,000, 10,000 litres of water. but especially this time of year, I suppose, when it's sunny out and people might be, you know, playing with water, I suppose, the kids and stuff outside, just have a check around the house. Even, I suppose, farms as well, like we're from a farm here, where I'm from as well, checking the trucks across your farm. Like you could have 10 to 15, 20 trucks across the whole area, I suppose, and just one or two of them leaking can make a massive difference in supply, you know.
Yeah, because that's running all day, 24-7, if there's a leak, it's a massive amount of water on one of those.
It's huge, yeah. I suppose you wouldn't really spot a drip, I suppose, especially this kind of dry weather during, you know, you wouldn't see it. It would have evaporated off the ground as quick as it's fallen. But I suppose if you can just make a conservative, have a quick check around your house, your farm, wherever it is, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah. And for gardeners, like, the hose is a big issue, isn't it? In terms of turning it on to water the plants, there's litres going wasting there. You're, I suppose, urging maybe water cans and watering cans?
Yeah. Yeah, if you use the watering can with the rose head, I think, Jerry, it's the best idea. But I suppose even a simple thing, like I obviously have kids here at home, when you're washing your vegetables at home inside in the sink, use a basin of water there. So, and save that water and use the water your plants. Now, the kids might make a mess going out the door, so you might have to clean up the floor afterwards, but look, it brings them in too, I suppose. If you can get the younger generations into this whole water conservation piece as well, it'll make a massive difference going forward, you know.
Yeah, yeah, the idea of it, get them thinking about it in that way. You're also looking for public health if they spot leaks, and one or two people have been getting in touch with us saying they can, maybe it's in the drier weather, it's more noticeable when you see something under the road or a leak on the public side of the network, to let you know.
Yeah, it's huge, right, for us, yeah, I suppose. Look, we have guys on the ground there every day that are doing Trojan work, I suppose, and I'd like to recognise for that too. Like, we have network caretakers, operatives there that are out day and night, I suppose, checking networks. We have maintenance and repair crews that are fixing bursts and breaks. We have leakage teams that are looking for leaks daily. We have treatment operatives there that run the plants. Like, they're doing their best to ensure we have a sustainable supply. But if you're driving on the road there this morning, have a look out, and you see just an unusual patch of watery ground, I suppose, or if you're in your lawn and you see a wet patch that shouldn't be there, like, ring us, contact us. Like, we've all local guys in the local communities there. If you spot a leak, we'll go as quick as possible to repair it.
Yeah.
Like, during this period of dry weather, every little drop counts in this situation, you know?
Yeah. Owen, if it keeps going like this, and there's no end in sight at the moment for the rest of this week and maybe into next week with this level of dry weather, will those restrictions increase, do you think? I know you're monitoring it day by day. But will it be, like, obviously the mid-Kerry area you're talking about there, will that system come under more pressure?
It could come under more pressure, Jerry. So, look, we are monitoring it day by day, and that's what we have to do, I suppose, you know. Like, the nighttime restrictions last night could make a noticeable difference today, you know. It can be that quick of a spin. Like, if you have all the people in the mid-Kerry or whatever scheme it is across Kerry to make these small changes today, that'll help us to no end, you know. Look, we're hopeful by the changes we're doing and putting these few restrictions on that we'd be in a better place, but we do have to monitor it every day, I suppose. Like it is, like you said, set to continue for the next 5 to 10 days, so that is a long, prolonged dry spell. So look, we just have to monitor it every day.
Yeah. And on the wider context of that, on a 6-week hose pipe ban for 6 counties, Dublin, South Tipperary, Kildare, Meath, Wexford and Wicklow, if this does continue, could that hose pipe ban be introduced elsewhere, including in Kerry?
I suppose our immediate focus is on management supplies through the targeted operational measures. Like I said, during the nighttime restrictions we're experiencing in certain areas. I suppose if we can make these small changes, if everyone wasn't behind us here, I suppose it's similar to the Kerry boys on last Sunday, you know. It wasn't just the first 15 staff and it was the full panel. So if we ever completed our part here, we might need the full hose pipe ban, you know. But
yeah,
look, we have to monitor day by day here as well and see.
Yeah, the hose pipe ban, it's a long time, August 26th, for a ban to be in place. But that's, I suppose, you don't think it's going to be sunny for the next 6 weeks, but it's the level of water used in hoses that is the issue, I take it. When someone turns it on, you're talking hundreds of litres, maybe thousands of litres.
That's it, Sherry. Like, yeah, like, in fairness, look, like, again, I'm aware everyone has kids, I suppose, but there's quite a lot of swimming pools being filled in backyards. There's a lot of washing cars, power washing houses, etc. Like, we can't, there's only so much supply, I suppose, we can provide to our treatment plants, you know. I suppose, look, the long range forecast isn't 100% accurate, but it doesn't look like there's a lot of rain coming our way in the next while anyway. So I think that the whole trip end is of vital importance in areas where they see a massive increase in demand. You know, we want everybody to have water, I suppose, including your hospitals, your nursing homes, etc. So, look, if a hose pipe bend is needed in those areas, you know, it is required. It's not but unlikely, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Water usage is 20% above normal at the moment. Is that in Kerry as well?
Yeah, it's between 10 to 20% above normal, Jerry. Again, so this is kind of unprecedented, really, this volume of dry weather and warm weather, you know. If you've looked at Ballybunion there over the weekend, Saturday, there was hundreds of people by 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, you know. So, yeah, the demand is well up, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what you're trying to manage, you're trying to mitigate and see what happens. Just finally, Owen, on that issue of conserving water and the nighttime restrictions that are in place, when do they start and when do they finish? Is it 9 till 8 in the morning, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it can vary across schemes, Jerry, I suppose. We look at, the size of our water treatment plants, the amount of storage we have in our reservoirs. So it's on a case-by-case basis. So I suppose that's why we were urging people, I suppose, to sign up for our text system, etc. You can see it on our website there. And, like, in fairness, we will try and ensure that you're informed and all our social media channels are informed of the times. Like, where we're under a lot of pressure, it can be, let's say, from either 9 p.m. to 8 a.m., for areas that aren't as severe, it could be 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. It does vary across schemes, depending on the demand on that scheme.
Yeah, yeah, and that's in each individual area, as per the usage in the area, as per the number of leaks in the area, and other situations as well. And in the meantime, as you said, Owen, finally, your work continues. If there's a supply disruption or a burst water main, you'll have teams out trying to sort it out.
100%, Jerry. Like, yeah, our teams are. And in fairness, again, like, I would like to acknowledge the effort they're putting in. They go through huge amounts of work, to be fair to them, you know. We have teams out on the ground that are fixing the burst and breaks. We have a separate leakage team that are out helping us find it, because, again, not every leak is visible. You know, you would think you'd see it bursting out of the ground, but especially in this weather, it can go down and won't even be visible. Or it can come up 15 to 20 metres away down the road, you know. Like I said, we've network guys changing supplies, interconnecting supplies to try and get water to as many people as possible. And like, we've our treatment guys in and out at the plants, I suppose, you know, trying to maximise the output of those plants and making sure the water's safe to drink. So, yeah, we have teams in every angle of it, Jerry, and they are doing their best.
Yeah. Okay, Owen, listen, look, thanks very much for talking to us about all that this morning and updating us on the situation from Ishke Éireann's point of view. But thanks for giving us your view.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Owen O'Connell there, Operations Manager with Ishke Éireann, talking about the situation on the ground here in Kerry. Those restrictions are in place in several parts of the county and will continue overnight time for a while, particularly in Milltown area, 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 8 o'clock the following morning. Each evening, the hosepipe ban is not in place in Kerry. It's in place, as you heard, in several other counties in relation to it. But an interesting question I'm going to ask you this morning in relation to that hosepipe ban: homeowners can report neighbours or members of the public who break the 6-week hosepipe ban. There is a complaint line that you can call. You can report your neighbour. You can, I use this word, it's a fairly inflammatory word in Ireland in the context of our history. You can inform on your neighbour or anyone you see breaking the hosepipe ban by calling Ishke Éireann's customer care team on 1-800-278-278. And I guess if things really start to bite, if the water is off every night, if your water is off and you see the neighbour out filling up a massive pool, or you see them, you know, leaving the hose run, or heaven forbid, washing their car in this weather, using the hose with litre after litre after litre of water being used, would you inform in your neighbour? Would you contact Irish Water and say, listen, my neighbour is breaking the ban, so action needs to be taken against him? Give us your thoughts on that. 1-800-278-278. And speaking of all of those things on, you know, water conservation, there are sort of things that we should be doing anyway, you know, of all times, not to waste water because it's a precious resource. But you'd have to think the battle on water conservation, I feel, was lost, and any hope of having a real impact on water conservation, whether it's water births or people mining the water they use or collecting rainwater and putting it back into their system and using it for other things like washing your dishes and all that stuff, that was lost when water charges were lost in this country, because if people don't have to pay for it, they don't value it. And that's part of the problem that Irish Water have now with regards to this. But look, the positive side of it is that there's enough anyway at the moment, raw water. With all of the rain we had in Kerry, we have enough water. The problem is the amount they can treat and put out into the system is being used faster than they can actually treat it. And that's how things stand at the moment.